I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's worried about the Houston Rockets adding enough firepower to compete with the Golden State Warriors. This is what I'm here to tell you. Before you start worrying about the Warriors, start worrying about the issues you have within. The first thing is there's not enough ball to go around. If the guys are willing to be selfless and share the basketball, mainly Chris Paul and James Harden, this team could succeed and could be awesome. But if they don't and they fight over the ball with two ball-dominant players like Chris Paul and James Harden, you could see the reverse happen, and that would not be a pretty good thing. So be patient with this team, but understand it's going to take time because Chris Paul and James Harden have to work out who's on ball and who's off.
Take two.
Carmelo Anthony and Mike D'Antoni had a very painful divorce in the Big Apple. Does that mean everything's going to be wine and roses in Houston? I think not. Even if they say it is, there's no proof in the pudding to say that it will be. That means that everybody's getting paid and everybody wants to continue to get paid, so they're going to say the right things. But push is going to come to shove at some point, and the big thing is going to be, can Carmelo take a lesser role, and can Mike D'Antoni still find a way to make sure that Melo gets his while appeasing Chris Paul, James Harden, and the rest of the team? It's going to be interesting how the scenario plays out, because almost a month ago, D'Antoni still said he quit. He resigned, he walked away for one reason and one reason only, and that reason was Melo.
Take three.
How's the locker room going to be for your Houston Rockets? James Harden has controlled the locker room and basically, in all honesty, the entire franchise since he got to H-Town. He was a role player in OKC. He is the man in Houston, and he wants it to continue that way. He wants his boy to play on the team and Chris Paul. He wants Chris Paul's boy to play on the team and Carmelo Anthony. But when things go bad, or when the push comes to shove, is he going to be able to defer and understand and listen when veterans like Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony want their voices to be heard? And in the case of Paul, who could be the biggest locker room controller since Kobe Bryant, he's going to have to understand sometimes that finger will be pointing square at him. In the past, James has been the guy that's pointed the finger everywhere else, but in his own direction. Now he's not only going to have to look in the mirror, he's going to have to look at Chris Paul, and he's going to have to look at Carmelo Anthony, too.
That was the Big Three with JB.
There you have it. And the other thing, Nick, is like I said all along, you can get these three guys, right? And these are guys that are available, so you know these are the guys they've targeted. But the biggest thing is going to be the bench. You know, Golden State has the luxury of being a perennial winning team now for the next, 6 years? So their bench, guys are knocking down their door to want to play with them. If you align these three guys, you hope that that pattern develops for the Rockets.
Right.
So that a Pau Gasol wants to play here. So that guys, you know, look, they just added Caspian Nick Young to an already decent bench in Golden State. Spurs have always been able to add guys on the cheap because they have a winning culture. If the Rockets can consistently convince people they are going to have a winning culture for this year and in the future, you're going to have people year after year line up. Now, a lot depends on if Chris Paul resigns. We all know that. And we still don't have a done deal for Carmelo Anthony. But assuming that this is a go-for-it year, you should see a lot of these free agents that are still out on the market start contacting the Rockets as soon as this Melo deal is made, and that could be the difference between them being good players in the West, second best is always great, but but don't have a chance to beat the Warriors without an injury, to a team that might be able to compete and go pound for pound for the Warriors if the right veterans want to join the team.
And that what you just said pretty much should answer a question on the text line here from the 281. CP3 going to sign an extension, or is he just going to be a one and done? Next year is going to tell it all. How I think a lot of other players that are potentially looking to come to Houston, they're going to look at, you know, Chris Paul, his body language, how happy does he perceive to, like, how are they perceiving him as in terms of happiness on this squad? And I think if Chris Paul seems like he's a really happy dude and James Harden seems like he can tolerate Chris Paul or even likes Chris Paul, then yeah, I see CP3 re-signing. I think it all depends on this year. But I also believe, though, Joel, there has to be a lot that go wrong for CP3 tonight to not re-sign, right? I mean, how much leeway is Chris Paul given to Houston in terms of
the
outcome of the season?
He has to it's either all about the money, in which case the Rockets can offer more than anybody else.
Right.
Or it's going to be, if he truly is going to chase a championship, if things don't go well here, it's a no-brainer to re-up with the Rockets because you can make more money here than anywhere else as long as things go smoothly. But if he truly is chasing winning and he pulls a David West card, and he realizes after a year it's not working out with James Harden and whoever else, he could go somewhere else and elect to not sign any kind of extension because he wants to get that ring, because he knows how important it is that you get that ring in order to make sure that you are in the position to be Hall of Fame material. And a lot of times in Hall of Fame material, I'm talking about the fact Charles Barkley doesn't have a ring. He gets criticized for that. People realize that's one of those things that's a notch on the totem pole when you have achieved greatness to get to the Hall of Fame. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
So here's a text from the 832. This is kind of going at both of us, and it's grammatically not all there, but he's saying, please read the message. Why do we jump Houston and assume that, you know, bad things will happen if Carmelo comes, but when Durant went to Golden State, everybody assumed that they'd win a championship? It's a completely different dynamic.
Yeah, and we're not jumping on that. We're just making sure, again, we don't drink the Kool-Aid. So we're trying to be the realists that tell you it could work out. It could be, as Daryl puts it, the three Team USA guys playing together, and it could be perfect harmony. But before you even start worrying about judging how they're going to do against the Warriors, there's a lot that has to be worked out in that dynamic in that locker room, and we're just trying to give you both sides. We're not trying to tell you that it's not going to work out. We're not trying to tell you that the possibilities aren't there. We're just not going to tell you, blow smoke up your rear end for the sake of calling you Puff the Magic Dragon. We're going to freaking tell you how we feel like it could go either way.
Again, Golden State, well-lubed machine. When you take a star like Kevin Durant and you add it to Golden State, it's a completely different dynamic than what the Houston Rockets are doing. They're basically gutting them. It's basically a rebuild. If you're considering giving away your sixth man of the year, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, potentially Trevor Ariza, it's not the same thing as just adding someone like Kevin Durant, and especially when Golden State was able to add him because of the salary cap.
And we don't know. Right now, the rumors are that they just would have to part with Ryan Anderson, which I think everybody is okay with, they're fine with. That would be the ideal scenario. We've also heard scenarios where, like you mentioned, they don't want Anderson, they want Gordon. They want Ariza thrown into the deal. Some people have even said they want Capella somewhere in the mix. That's when you start depleting the rest of your team. Remember now, when Golden State got Kevin Durant, they gave up nothing. They got him in free agency,
yeah,
so they didn't have to give up a single thing. So that's what you have to factor in. You're going to get guys, but in the process of getting Chris Paul, you gave up a handful of guys. Now if you go get Carmelo Anthony, you're giving up at least one, maybe more, depending on the scenario you see. And with Golden State, to your point, they were a talented team that competed for a title before they even added Kevin Durant.
Right.
So adding Kevin Durant and not having to give up anything, naturally you should assume that this team's a championship caliber team.
Right. And the Rockets are potentially, am I going too far by saying they're kind of giving up their identity for another one? So that's why you don't know. That's why there's so much, you know, uncertainty there, because you're essentially, when you give away key role players like that, you're changing the landscape of the roster. You're changing the identity of the team. Now, the approach is still the same. They're still going to be a three-point shooting team. I'm assuming they're still going to utilize that fast D'Antoni offense.
In theory, the approach is the same. But the way that the means to the end is going to change.
Yeah.
Because the means to the end was James Harden's going to drive the bus. James Harden's going to dictate where the ball goes. James Harden's going to lead us to victory. Now, you're adding another and maybe two more dominant personalities
right
to that team, that bench, that locker room, that floor.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just think when you look at the Golden State Warriors, it was so much easier for them to add someone like Kevin Durant, who's not only a superstar, but a guy that has a personality that is passive enough to work with other superstars. Like that type of passive personality that I think that doesn't necessarily rub other superstars the wrong way. I don't know. You know, there's so much up in the air about what really was the relationship between Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, but I feel like most of it came when he left, not when they were playing together.
I think it fell apart during the Golden State series that
final year. But it was
year.
In that 1 year, though. Yeah,
it
but
was
like,
in the final
but
year.
But when you look at them playing together their entire time at OKC. Like,
but you also knew, and I had said even here before the change even came, and I'd said other places, the fact of the matter is that Russell Westbrook was not happy being Robin to Batman. And it all came to a head when they had a series they should have won to put the Golden State Warriors away that they let get away because of infighting between the two guys and who took the shots when.
Yeah.
And the same kind of thing we're setting you up as could happen here. Not that it will, but it could. That's what caused everybody, including the guy that had the most control of it, Durant, who's a free agent, to say, this ain't going to work.
Right.
And so when I said Russell was going to come out and have a huge season, it was because he wanted to prove to the world he was fully capable of being Batman, not Robin.
Yeah.
From Durant's standpoint, it was not if I can't beat him, I can't join. Then I should join him. It was this ain't working out. But in most cases, when it doesn't work out, they trade me to a team that really sucks, and I get my money, but I don't get the success. I got a chance to get the best of both worlds, get paid, and win a ring,
and potentially more than one at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah, so. You're right. So I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens, and that's the thing that people have to take into consideration. So we're not bagging on the Rockets. Look, nothing from our perspective would be better than if they really put this thing together and roll, because everybody's going to want to talk about it. Everybody's going to talk about the possibilities. It'd be like Astros talk.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, we're very much looking at this season kind of like when we're, you know, trying to make a splash for Brock Osweiler. We're making a splash right now for Chris Paul. They're probably trying to make a splash for Carmelo Anthony. They're trying to make the moves to get better. We've given them that credit since day one. We think they're trying to make the right moves. They're trying to make this team better than last
year.
Bottom
line is they're trying.
Yeah.
A lot of teams aren't. A lot of teams are folding up their tents and going home. We can't be Golden State. There's no way we're going to get to Golden State. So we might as well just, you know, look at the Bulls.
But we're realistic with, you know, because we know the type of players that Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul and James Harden are. And so, you know, we're
but
pointing
no, but
out
I'm
the
saying
obvious.
From Daryl Morey's perspective, from the Rockets' perspective, from a Rockets fan's perspective, hey, be happy they're in the box swinging for the fence.
Yeah.
They're trying to get there. Whereas some teams, Bulls being one that I consider, they're just saying, look, in the era of LeBron in the East and the Warriors in the West, we got no shot, so we might as well hit the reset button and start piling up draft picks and young players and trying to redo it so that when they're on the downside and they're done doing their thing, we get a chance to be the next big thing.
Awesome.
All right, so we'll get to Lonzo Ball in a minute. By the way, he had a monster last night in the Summer League. He had big points, and everybody's talking about it, but more so than that, they're talking about what was on his feet, not what he was doing on the floor. We'll get to that and a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Jersey Mike Subs. There are some showers in the area, but crews have just cleared an accident off I-45 northbound at Cavalcade. Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's been fun already, and we are not done by any means. We are in the final hour before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, but it's Nick filling in for Barry, who's on his way to Wichita or somewhere in those parts.
Or maybe there. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
He may be joining us via remote for the next 5 to 7 days, including Houston game days, but that'll be from a studio made out of a barn in somewhere in rural America.
Yeah. But because of very fancy technology, he'll be able to join us tomorrow from 1 to 4 on The Usual Suspects.
And he just can't let go. I mean, he couldn't just let you continue to fill in and have fun.
You already took Thursday off. Yeah. You couldn't give me Friday too, Barry?
Yeah, show you a little love. But instead, no. He's got to butt his ass right back in.
Got to come back on Friday. Now I've got to do my show on Sunday.
From Casper, Wyoming,
he couldn't even skip
Barry Laminack joins the show.
Okay. All right, Barry.
That's the way it's going to be.
All right.
Okay. And by the way, the sign is still up at the Chinese restaurant next to us that says no shoes, no shirt, no Barry because of the fact that he did the hit and run last time he was here.
I'm not letting that go, by the way. Tomorrow I will bring that up.
Yeah, we need to get a picture of that because those people knew he was coming and already were waiting for him. Without further ado, we had a participatory texter that wants to get into a discussion about his text. KD, what's up?
Hey, no, actually, you before the break, you said that Golden State didn't have to give up anything to get KD. Well, they didn't necessarily have to trade anyone to get KD, but they depleted the whole bench. They gave up Leandro Barbosa, Harrison Barnes, Andrew Bogut, Azili, Maurice Spates. So they gave up a bunch of pieces that won that title in 2015 to bring in KD, did they not?
But nothing of consequence. The Rockets now you're talking about because they're giving up. Assuming you have to give up in the Anthony trade, it's not going to be just a buyout. You're going to have to give up in two separate deals rotational players. And from the standpoint of Golden State, because they had already been proven winners as well, guys were lining up, knocking on the door, wanting to fill those roles on the bench. Look what David West did. David West took his shot with San Antonio and said, look, if I'm going to win it, the only way I'm going to win it was with Golden State. I'll continue to take the veterans minimum, but I'm going to go win a ring. I'll go call Golden State, see if they need me. So Bogut had already broken down for them. He was already hurt. That wasn't a big loss. They felt like they're upgrading Harrison Barnes. Kevin Durant is way better than Harrison Barnes. With the Rockets, you're talking about guys that played significant roles on this team a year ago that are gone to get these three guys together, and now you're going to have to hope that guys are going to want to knock on their door the way they did Golden State.
I think the other thing, KD, is that, you know, because D'Antoni stuck to that seven-man rotation, you know,
in the playoffs,
the Rockets gave up two players of the you know two big pieces of that seven man rotation in the playoffs already, and there's a good potential possibility that more people from that seven man rotation is going to continue to go, and so I think it's just more costly for the Rockets, like you mentioned, Bogut, all those other guys, they didn't really miss a beat. Barboza was a player we talked about before.
They made JaVale McGee a player when they lost Spates and guys like that, because it's the culture, because it's the locker room, and because it's the fact that they had already won. The Rockets haven't won anything yet.
I'm trying to look up how many minutes per game for Bogut. Like, how often was he in the game when he was with Golden State?
I mean, he played, but again, when they went to their death lineup, their suicide lineup, whatever they call it, when they went small, which they did a lot in the second half of ball games, he wasn't a factor because Green was the five.
So it looks like, 20 minutes a game? Okay, so I mean, he was in the game. 20
minutes. He started. No. So he played a significant part of the early portion of the game, but when they really need to put the pedal down or the clamps on somebody, they went with that suicide lineup.
We appreciate the phone call, KD. I mean, it's just when you consider what has made the Rockets successful this past season and the players that had the biggest contributions, it just seems to me that you're giving up more. The assets are more valuable.
And we don't know what they're going to end up having to give up for Carmelo Anthony. I think, as I said at the start of the show, the ideal scenario is all you got to give up is Ryan Anderson, and at least it's best case scenario, and now you just hope that you can start bringing in guys at the veteran minimum that have experience, that can still play a little bit, that can help you. If you do end up with some of the deals that we've seen on the table or as part of a three-way or other things where Eric Gordon, Clint Capela, and Trevor Ariza are all involved, or at least combinations of those guys are involved, that on top of what you've already given up to get Chris Paul means you got to get a whole lot of guys that are willing to take peanuts to come play with you.
And remember, Chris Paul had a lot more, he had a ton of leverage and basically allowed the Clippers, said, hey, look, I'm not going to screw you guys. I'm going to try and get, allow you guys to get as much as possible for me if I'm going to Houston. And you can get as much as you can in return from Houston to come to play for you guys in L.A. But I think with Carmelo Anthony, that's a completely different dynamic. There's no love lost there. He's not really happy. He wants to go. There's only two teams that he's willing to play for. That's Cleveland or Houston, and that's it. It's just a different dynamic. That's the one thing that they got going for them, is that maybe because Carmelo wants to be out so bad, maybe there's a little bit of leverage that comes with that. But I don't know. You don't know that. Because remember, Cleveland is still probably a possibility. You don't know. It's going to be tough, though.
I don't think the Cavs.
It's going to be tough.
Again, the Cavs, too, are trying to stockpile talent, too. If it was a buyout situation, I think they'd be all in. If the Knicks were interested in a guy they had at one point in Shumpert, or two guys they've had, Shumpert, J.R. Smith, guys like that, they might consider it. But they're trying to hang on to what they have, too, so that they're just adding and not losing too much. And they haven't made another deal this offseason like the Rockets did when they lost Pat Beverly, Sam Decker, and others to get Chris Paul.
Yep.
So that's where we are on that.
Man, this show flew by.
Yeah, and if people still want to talk about Carmelo, they can. I wanted to get to this because I've teased it to talk to you about the fact that Lonzo Ball is one of the top three picks still playing in the summer league. We all know that Markelle Fultz sprained an ankle. He's out. A lot of guys are just saying, hey, look, we've seen all we need to see, and we're going to sit guys to make sure they don't get hurt. Ball actually sat out a chance to play against De'Aaron Fox, but he was back last night, and he had a monster game. The Lakers won 103-102 over Philly without Fultz, and in the process, Lonzo Ball with LeBron James in the audience went absolutely nuts. He put up a huge stat line. He had 36-11-8. And the more important thing that everybody wanted to talk about, including LeBron, was the fact that he did it all without wearing the big baller brand shoes. He was sporting Nike Kobes. Is it a conspiracy theory, Nick? Is it the plan all along? Will he sign with the swoosh? Or is it just one of those things that people are spending too much attention on?
I don't know. They don't look very good, though.
They're the new Kobes, but they're in a really god-awful light purple with black stripes.
That color looks terrible.
LeBron actually was Instagramming it out with Just Do It, making reference to the fact that he had switched over to the evil empire of the swoosh. Ball says that's the beauty of being associated with the big baller brand. You don't have those kind of restrictions. You can do whatever you want. And he also said he was paying homage to a guy he grew up watching in Kobe Bryant. So that's the beauty of that. I don't know. Our second co-host, Clarence, is trying to get in here. And co-pilot for you.
Nike says just denying the reports,
And there is no talks of
there's no official like report saying that he is.
He's still going to be a big baller, but for one night and one night only in the swoosh. Coincidence or not, he put up monster numbers in the NBA Summer League, which means absolutely nothing, by the way, when the regular season and training camp begins. We'll talk about some NBA rule changes coming up that might be interesting to you because as part of Summer League, the NBA meetings are going on, and as part of that, the competition committee got together, and they made some changes that maybe aren't as subtle as they may seem at first glance to next year's NBA, some to speed up the game, some will change it in a lot of ways. Talk about that and a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Barry Laminack today as he's on the road heading to places of the unknown. But he will join us via satellite for the next 18 days. Nick doing a gracious thing, stepping up for the team and stepping out from behind the glass. He's here. Jose is back at the station. We appreciate Jose at ParJ94. Jose Partida. We like to say Jose Partida, like you're singing the anthem. So he's the anthem guy back at the station, and we're making it all work right here at Truck Fitters on 1960. The crew is well rested. They are fired up. They're ready to finish strong. Tosh is trying to pick winners. We're giving away a Yeti cooler, which is fantastic here at Truck Fitters. We're also giving away a package for Schlitterbahn, easy for you to say. And Nick is going to be the pimp in a box, pulling things out of the box right here at Truck Fitters.
I do great at pulling out.
I don't think anyone needed to know that.
I think everybody wanted to know that. So am I really picking one of these? Like, or is Tosh just gonna?
Yeah, she just kind of.
First of all, I don't know what's going on here, but I think that the Price Waterhouse firm is not going to like what's going on.
I feel like she has a buddy that filled out one of these forms, and she's trying to look for her buddy's form.
That is a distinct possibility.
Like she's trying to hook her friend up now.
While Tasha's playing tickets. Popcorn machine with the box, we want to tell you guys about the great people at Truck Fitters because we love these guys. Ever since they came on board, they have been fantastic. And if you're looking for a place to go, one-stop shopping for your SUV or your truck, this is the place to be. Truck Fitters on 1960. We'll periodically be making appearances here as long as they'll have us, along with John and Raheel and John and Sean. Every time you stop in here, it's not just about us, it's about them. Because you come in, you can get Yeti coolers, Yeti containers. You can get everything from steps for your truck or SUV to grill guards to everything in between, hitches. It's fantastic. And it's a great place for you to make sure you put in your memory bank. If you need anything for your truck or your SUV, Truck Fitters on 1960. Have you figured out this drawing yet?
I have not. Am I supposed to pull one of these out?
Tosh, what do you want to do? Which one do you want to give away first? Can you say it again real fast? Tosh has a problem with the in the Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn.
You got to pretend they get a mouthful of spit and just say Schlitterbahn. Okay.
She's got
so
it.
People here are registering to win a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn Galveston Island, correct? So do you want a drum roll or you just want to pull it out? Jose, you got a drum roll back there?
Probably not. Handy.
I have an applause.
All right. Okay, well, we'll applaud when they win. Pull it out.
I'm pulling it.
Yeah, you are. You're the prettiest one here. You might as well. Now, see, that's the kind of thing that did not...
Clarence.
That was not human that resource
Clarence
friendly, and that was
time.
Not by an employee.
I think it went over the microphone.
If you are listening, and your name is Dominic Daniels of Mount Bellevue, you, Dominic...
Phone number
713... Ah! Jeez, can't take you anywhere. Dominic, you are the winner of two tickets to Schlitterbahn. Congratulations. Our people will contact your people. Nick will not give out your phone number over
I wouldn't do
over
that.
Here.
I would give out Barry's number, but I wouldn't give out a listener's number.
So there you go. Anything else on your mind, the text line or otherwise that you want to
hear? You sent me the story on D'Angelo Williams. I kind of just wanted to get your quick thoughts on that. You know, he was with the Panthers for, what, eight seasons, nine seasons, yeah, something like that?
He actually did a nice job with Pittsburgh filling in last year.
Yep.
And when Le'Veon Bell was out.
And he said he had no problem with being released. He had no problem with being fired. He had an issue with some of the, you know.
So he's going out and grab the bull by the horn, so to speak. And
right.
He decided that there are going to be four teams that should not call him
right
to employ him. Which is, on the downside of your career, is a gutsy move. Because, you know, beggars can't be choosers. If you still want to play in the league and one of these teams wants your services, I think you should just sign right up. But he has notated that he did not like the way things ended with his former team, the Carolina Panthers. So they're out. He's also said the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jaguars should not pick up the phone. And then he said the Dallas Cowboys. And quite honestly,
I kind of get the Cowboys one.
He said, while
he grew
reasons
up-
for not wanting to play for the Browns and Jaguars were business related, they were purely personal with the Cowboys. Obviously, we covered the Panthers. He didn't like the way things ended. But his fandom for teams that he was raised on will not allow him to go play for the Cowboys. He was growing up in the 80s. He was a 49ers fan, and he hated the Cowboys. So that's something that he refuses to give as a possibility.
I get the Cowboys, but I'm sorry, man. Cleveland, that's where you go to end your career. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I guess.
If you want the check. Do you want a check or do you want a ring?
And some people, there's players out there, they're vain enough. They're like, look, I want the check. I know I'm not going to win a Super Bowl, whatever. I'm going to collect and retire. I guess if that's your, you know, I guess I'm not hating on you. But if you look at the four teams, Jacksonville, Cleveland.
He said Cleveland and Jacksonville, quite frankly, they don't have a winning culture. He's still about winning. And so he doesn't want anything to do with what they got going on.
I guess it depends on how washed up you think he is.
If I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'd put him in their backfield.
It's not the smartest thing to do, but in his case, considering I think he still has some, you know, some gas in the tank. He still has a good 2 decent years at the very minimum.
I'd say, you know, for one for sure, where I think he can still contribute. I don't know about 2, depends on if he stays healthy. And we all know as you get older in this league with the physicality, you can get dinged up pretty easy.
Yep.
but I think he's got one, maybe two, and he probably wants to be all about that winning culture because this is his last chance. We talk about guys like David West who have made all their money and had their career but want to win. And if that's the case, it's kind of tough to turn your back on the Cowboys because they're going to win too.
Yeah, I mean, they got Dak Prescott up there, and they've got a lot to be proud of over there with Dallas. You know, I know some of the listeners here hate Cowboy Nation, but, you know, that offensive line proved to be
Look, listeners here are going to make sure amazing. That they reiterate 10 times over that the Cowboys are going to win. They love them. They love them, some Dallas Cowboys, as we know and we find out pretty regularly.
713-780-3776. You can download the app. Go to your local app store. Go to iTunes. Go to Google Play. Search ESPN 97.5 or ESPN Houston. And listen to all your favorite programming, including the usual suspects from anywhere in the world. I'm getting some love on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, good.
No, actually, I'm being facetious. I'm getting some hate on Twitter. But Barry's getting some hate on the text line.
Well, he's not getting any hate from Abby's mom, who may somehow have
some
kind
of I was kind of
family relationship with Barry.
Abby's mom.
She said she misses Barry. Crystal Collins, who's a huge Cowboy fan, by the way, says D'Angelo equals poop emoji. That's because he doesn't want to play for her favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Do you really need him? Do you really need him anyway? You have Zeke.
Yep.
And behind Zeke, you have people lined up that still want to carry the ball for you. So I think you're going to be just fine, Crystal,
yeah.
Regardless of whether he wants to play for you or not. But if you want that bitterness to come out and you just want to make him the poop emoji, then okay, he's the poop emoji.
You never, that guy, you know, even though he said that, that guy could have been an asset. You know, he could be a great backup to Ezekiel. I mean, obviously that's not a, you know.
Well, they already got who's back? They signed a veteran backup on the Cowboys depth chart. They signed a backup. They had the running back that used to be with the Raiders.
Uh-huh. Let's take a look.
From Arkansas. Trying to remember his name right off the top of my head. But they had him at and he was dinged up. You got it?
They got Alfred Morris.
Alfred Morris, who
Lance
came from the
Dunbar,
Redskins.
And Darius Jackson.
Okay,
here.
So yeah, Alfred Morris, who was Cowboys really good for the Redskins, and he's a veteran. So they don't need a guy like Williams.
No, they don't. They don't. It doesn't make sense.
Don't be bitter and show a lot of saltiness. You guys are better than that. Be above it. That's all I got to say.
You got to talk about Gallery Furniture here in a second, don't you?
I can.
Yeah. I guess we could. There's one more story I wanted to talk about on the other side, but we can bring it back up later.
What do you want to talk about?
We could talk about the...
Tease it, Nick. Show me how you tease it.
Coming up next. No.
Yeah. Just tell.
Nah. I mean,
I didn't say be P.T. Barnum. I said
be like 1985
show me how
radio.
It, like people that want to keep, they're like will be on the edge of their seat, want to come back to talk about what you want to talk about.
There was one more SB topic. I just something about the SBs, and then I did want to circle back to the Conor McGregor thing. But I'll look it up. I'll look it up in the commercial break. See which one I'm going to talk about. For I don't know what are you in the mood for.
Whatever you want to do, Nick, we can do because, you know, I'm sure people will say we spent too much time on basketball. So,
yeah, that's actually kind of the text messages that I was expecting to get. Darren McFadden for Joel.
There it is, Darren McFadden. Thank you very much. The Arkansas running back that was with the Raiders, he was backing up Zeke and is not there anymore. But he did a fine job, too. But you're not going to get that many carries when you got Zeke. So, I mean, let's not worry about shouting hate at D'Angelo Williams. You don't need him anyway. And you're going to be just fine. You got Dak, you got Zeke, you got a good team. Right now, I want to tell you everybody about the good folks at Gallery Furniture. They have been doing it in the Houston area for over 36 years. Mattress Mack and his crew do a fine job. Now they got three locations to serve you all across the Houston area. You can go to the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Mack sits at the front desk, and he'll make sure he puts you in the hands of a capable sales staff that will identify what you need, what you're looking for, and the perfect fit for your furniture needs. They can also go to one of the two other locations, which is the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak. And out on the south side, you can go to the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugar Land. Regardless of which location you choose, you're going to get solid wood American-made living room and dining room furniture. You're going to get furniture for your man cave, including custom-made leather and upholstered furniture for the perfect movie room or place to watch your sporting events. And, of course, you're going to get a great deal because that's the way Mac does business, with customer service before, during, and after the sale. How do I know? Because most of my furniture in my house is Gallery Furniture. Why? Because you can't go wrong. Because it's service and it's quality, and it lasts, and you go back again and again. Gallery Furniture, it's the one-stop shop for everything you need furniture-wise in your house. And as Mac says, you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back-order slips, and there's no BS. You buy, and you get it within 3 to 4 hours, because Gallery really will save you money.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're here to wrap things up. Appreciate Nicholas because Nick has stepped up and done a fine job in front of the microphone as he's gotten out on his first remote. And I feel like he can take the diapers off now and put his big boy pants on. He is a full-fledged radio adult.
Instead of regular diapers, I can go to like the pull-ups, like the ones that you don't have to like throw away. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Do they even have those anymore? I don't have kids. I don't.
Cruisers.
And you can make
Taylor wears cruisers at night.
What was that? What was that, Jose?
And you can make a run to the Chinese restaurant if needed to.
No, I won't. I will not do that.
Buy like water or some white rice.
Yep.
That's not racist either. You just buy white rice. I'm just saying. So as I mentioned to you, as long with the summer league and the fact that things are going on in Vegas, there's also rule changes that have gone down in the NBA with the competition committee. That they have announced. One of the great things is the season, the regular season, not the preseason. Regular season will begin October the 17th, the earliest the league has ever done such a thing. And the reason why? So that guys like LeBron can't say, I need to rest. They are trying to eliminate as many back-to-backs and four games in five nights as they possibly can. I think that's a great thing. And I think for as many teams that mail in the preseason anyway, I think it's fantastic. They said that they're also going to try to have teams that play in marquee national games, i.e. the ABC Saturday night or Sunday afternoon games, will be coming off a rest day whenever possible instead of having to play a back-to-back, which will also prevent guys in big games from taking that game off and depriving the fan base of a big player in a big game that they want to see. In the process of doing all that, they're going to try and do that at the start of the year. Guess what? The only problem with that is you may schedule a team that is a complete dog, and then when you reschedule and add a team to replace that game, you might have a team coming off a back-to-back. Just saying. But, hey, at least they're making the effort, right?
It'll just be interesting to see how teams and stars react to this. If they're going to try and make a, you know, prove a point, and still,
Greg Popovich, too, not just stars, their coaching staff.
Yeah,
you know, Pop's the kind of guy that goes, I don't care if it's on national TV, watch this.
Yeah, see, Pop will do that just to prove a point. That's the problem with Popovich. He'll literally do that just to prove a point. So it'll be interesting to see if this actually works. It should give him a little bit of room and leeway, you know, because I remember when Dwight Howard was in Houston and they would ask whether or not he was going to play back-to-backs, and he would say, nope, not playing back-to-back, and he would not care at all.
The Rockets were adamant about it, too. They just like they saved Nene last year. They were saving Dwight Howard, wouldn't have him play in back-to-backs. The other changes that the NBA has made, trade deadline now will be before All-Star weekend, which I think is a bad thing.
Right.
Most of the time, trades that were finalized after the All-Star break were discussed when all the general managers were in the same city for All-Star weekend. I think that's going to... I guess they're calling this, by the way, the Boogie Cousins rule, because last year during the All-Star weekend, he was grilled more about questions about him being traded than he was about playing in the big game, and they're trying to avoid guys getting pounded with questions. But at the same time, I think it takes away one of the most valuable times for NBA front offices and general managers when, while they have to be there mandatory for All-Star weekend, they can talk about deals that end up coming to fruition that can help their teams.
So here's some interesting changes as well. What do you think about this? Halftime will last 15 minutes for all games, beginning immediately upon expiration of the second period. Isn't that kind of how it was already?
It's always been like closer to a half hour. So the fact that now, you know who's going to hurt the most on that?
Who?
The fans. Fans at halftime are going to try to go to the bathroom,
exactly.
Try to get some food. And we already know the late arriving and also very, very concerned with their food and beverage crowd that is the Houston Rockets. They're going to go out, and if they go and do their business and have to wait in line to get their food and drink, by the time they come back, we could be midway through the third quarter.
Yeah. I mean, 15 minutes, that's quick. And it starts immediately after, right when the
right
second
when the buzzer
period
horns.
Expires, the 15-minute clock starts. Yeah. If a team does not come back on time, they can be charged with a delay of game.
Yeah, how about that?
That's crazy.
How about the fact that there will be no difference in what the stands look like last year and this year at the
exact same time? It also affects the media obligations that they have.
Nick didn't get that.
Get what?
I said, how about the fact that with this rule change, the Toyota Center seating areas will look the exact same last year as they will next year?
Yeah, that's not going to change, dude. That's not going to. They've had that problem when they were winning, too. What was it like? Did I ask you this already? 94, 95? Well, they were playing at Compaq Center at that time. So I wouldn't know.
When it was known as the Summit. But, yeah, I mean, back then, yeah, there were times when they were late arriving. They would stick it out. And the main thing was when the games were big games and also playoff games, they were there.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's a lot less seats, too.
But also, it also impacts the media obligations, too, because doesn't coaches have and certain players have media obligations during halftime and after?
No, not during halftime. No.
Well, like right after the court when they do the sideline interview?
If they do the walk-offs
for
national games and or like in the case of Root Sports, they do work in an interview with one of the assistant coaches, that's probably not going to affect them as much because they can tape that and it doesn't take very long.
But like when the visit, you know where the visitor coaches stand in Toyota Center? Like at halftime, I would see like the visiting TV station would interview the visiting coach for like
right. So that's where the say for the Rockets case, that's where Root Sports works out a deal, and Coach D'Antoni won't do it. So they work out a deal with the assistant coach and say, look, we'll tape it. You want to do it walking off the floor, or is it better when the guys come out for a quick warm up and we'll tape it? It'll only be 90 seconds. We'll run it when we need to run it, and you can still go through. So that I think as much as it. First glance, looks like it would affect those things. With the beauty of being able to tape things, it's not going to bother them.
Okay. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What up?
By the way, all timeout. No more 20-second timeouts.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention that, too.
Yeah. So now instead of 9 timeouts per game, teams will have 7. There's no restriction for like there used to be in terms of how many you can use in a quarter or a half. But all timeouts are going to be 75 seconds long. It used to be 90 seconds for full, 20 seconds for the shorter ones. Now every single timeout, 75 seconds, and they're going to be reduced by 2 per team or 4 per game to try and speed everything for the thought process of speeding up the game.
Cool. So we have a winner to announce.
Yeah. So the big drawing for the day was this awesome Yeti cooler that is already being warmed up. So we had to pick up a winner for that, and the winner is Austin Taylor. Austin, congratulations! You've won the big Yeti cooler from Truck Fitters right here on 1960. So we will get in contact with you and try to figure out how you pick up your prize. But congratulations, Austin, way to go. Thank you to Truck Fitters, by the way. Guys, as always, been great. Thanks for taking good care of us. And again, we tell you,
awesome.
If there is anything you need for your... By the way, can we get Nick a grill guard and maybe some duct tape for his front bumper?
They don't want to see the front part of my SUV.
Oh my God! Wait,
it's not
guys,
fixable.
You talk about there's quick fixes and there's projects. This is your project right here, yeah. Because he drives like Mario Andretti,
and I refuse to get it fixed to make it seem like I have nothing to lose. No one wants to.
He drives diagonally because he just makes sure it's like he's playing tic tac toe in the car. It's just whatever gets him there and gets through traffic faster. It's like a running back looking for that first hole.
Is he missing a hook
cab? But we appreciate you, Nicholas. Thank you so much for joining us.
What was that, Jose? What's going on?
Are you missing a hook cab?
I am not. I have rims. Thank you very much. Have some 20s. No, they're
now,
not like 16s. But
are you missing a logo on your front grill?
Possibly.
That is possible.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Because I looked in my rearview mirror when you were barking down my back bumper yesterday on the way home and realized that there was a big oval missing from your grill.
My car looked ugly enough as it is. They had to pick my... They're like, all right, that guy's car looks ugly. Let me just steal his Toyota. Even though 90% of the parking lot is all Toyotas. Like Camrys, 4Runners. They could have jacked your emblem, but they decided to jack mine.
Right, because they didn't need a hood ornament. They needed something for their chain, and they decided your logo would look best.
I'll get it fixed one of these days.
You said that about the bumper, too.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so Nick's been with us. He'll be back in studio with me tomorrow, but behind the glass. Barry's going to be joining us from a destination unknown. And right now I want to tell you guys about Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Before we leave, I want to tell you about a great program that you people of Houston make work and possible here in the Houston area. It's the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. What happens is you've been looking around your driveway, your garage, the field and back. You know you got a clunker or a junker that's collecting rust and dust, and you've been meaning to get rid of it. You just haven't gotten around to it. Here's all you have to do. You pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They fill out all all the paperwork. You get a nice tax deduction. Just for mentioning ESPN 97.5, you also get a $50 gift card, and that's when the process really begins. That's because they take that clunker and junker, and they turn it into resources that become an opportunity for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It may be book money. It may be eyeglasses. It may be a warm meal. It may be bus fare. But because of your donation, being able to provide resources like that is a possibility. It's a great program. Houston Cars for Kids, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.